As we continue under a extreme heat advisory into the weekend, administering to people who are living on our streets. And joining us is Megan Stafford, community-based emergency medical technician and board member and active volunteer with Street Med at Pitt, as well as an alum from the University of Pittsburgh. Megan, good morning. Welcome to KDKA.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I think it's easy for many of us to overlook because we take for granted access to maybe cooler conditions and simple things like cool water, but that's not always the case, is it?
No, definitely not. And it's important for Street Medicine at Pitt. We really want to get the information out about where people can seek additional resources and stay cool during this heat wave.
We were told by our friends at the Light of Life Rescue Mission that they send teams out regularly to check on people, get them some water, ask them if they want shelter. How often are you involved in that kind of an activity?
Absolutely. There's a number of incredible groups in the Pittsburgh area that are currently helping with street outreach, and we're one of those groups. Street Medicine at Pitt goes out every Wednesday evening, and we have been for the past 3 years.
And, you know, Megan, we've often heard that a lot of people who find themselves in this situation are dealing with addiction issues and mental illness, and a lot of them don't necessarily want to leave the street. Is that true? When you're out there, what do you encounter? What do you feel?
At Street Medicine at Pitt, we really want to prioritize people's autonomy and their decisions. And we want to support them however we can, whether that's providing immediate medical care or other resources such as snacks and food and clothing items. During this heat wave, we've been providing additional water bottles as well as electrolyte drink mixes. So our goal at Street Medicine at Pitt is to support people in however they want us to support them.
When you say street medicine, do you also offer first aid, things like that?
Absolutely. We have two incredible medical directors, Dr. Max Hurwitz and Dr. Anna White, that lead our group. And then we're interdisciplinary. So we have students from the occupational therapy program, physical therapy program, emergency medicine program joining us, as well as other professionals in the community that care about helping people experiencing homelessness.
So this gives you the opportunity to get people to a hospital for treatment if they need it.
Yes. If we see that someone is experiencing an emergency medical emergency, we would call 911. And if they have something we can treat in the field, then we can do wound care under the direction of our medical directors who join our group every single week.
We're with Megan Stafford, Street Med at Pitt. So, Megan, also, what about the mental health quotient and component of this? Are there resources to help the people that need that help in the moment?
Yeah, so something that's so that I really appreciate about our group is that we're interdisciplinary. So we have various mental health professionals that will join us each week as well. And we collaborate with representatives from Resolve Crisis Center who occasionally will see out.
Well, we appreciate the work you're doing, and thank you for taking some time out this morning.
Thank you.
All right, that's Megan Stafford, community-based emergency medical technician and a board member and volunteer with Street Med at Pitt.
So now we've heard from two organizations that are sending people directly to the homeless to give them a hand up and some help if they need it.
Yeah, and I also think of Dr. Jim Witherspaul, who really created the street medicine. It's almost like its own vertical in emergency medicine for people who are living out in the streets. And he's one of our hometown heroes for sure, Dr. Withers. And it's kind of like a throwback to house calls. You remember when doctors
yes.
used to make house calls? I don't know how it was in Montana, but it was certainly a real thing here.
Occasionally it was done. When I was a boy, there were some doctors that still made house calls.
But the work that they do here is so important. And a conversation yesterday with Jarrell Gilliam, who is the executive director at Light of Life Rescue Mission that you referenced, he was telling me yesterday that one of the things that, you know, is important is help in the moment, but he wants to be a part of changing the narrative. And he has visited all those cities out west, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, where it is exponentially a greater challenge.
He's an articulate man, and I've learned a lot listening to him talk about, for example, the sheer numbers of people that they've encountered just in the last year at Light of Life, 5,000 people. That's individuals. And here I am thinking of homelessness in Allegheny County as being in the hundreds, and we're hearing a very different story. And also, he's very articulate in pointing out that not all people who are experiencing homelessness are addicts or mental health patients or both. They often not be that.
That is definitely a stigma, and that is definitely a case where he said the first time they encountered a young family that came to Light of Life with no place to go, that for him was a game changer.
One other place helping families too that that I want to bring up now is the Salvation Army.
They have always done a great job over the years, and I remember our late host Fred Hansberger was one of their officers and very passionate about the work. We have a lot of good people doing a lot of good things in this town, and what it seems to me like we need a better coordinated effort. And I just read a whole litany of CEOs that Pittsburgh Quarterly, Doug, that produces it, Doug Heck, he asked CEOs of, you know, David Holberg and all these, you know, big shots, as you would say, how do we fix our city? How do we fix downtown? Including asking Sarah Inamorato, our Allegheny County executive, all these fascinating answers. If you get a chance, check out Pittsburgh Quarterly.
And you know what they're doing in Detroit, we could take a page from what they're doing as well, and get the heavy investment that they're making in the buildings in downtown Detroit is turning that city completely around.
And you know, we have this draft, and not that the draft in and of itself, but the light it will shine on our city should be at least a goal for us to achieve a certain level of a number of these things, which they presented some, but need a better coordinated effort.